everybody. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's Monday. You know what time it is. It's Idea Lab time. Welcome to the lab. Today, I'm going to share with you a framework which will transform your business if you incorporate it, or it could even save your business. This is the number one thing I recommend to all entrepreneurs who are about 12 to 24 months in business, and then you need to revisit this every 12 months. You cannot survive in business without this framework. That is how important it is. So, going to need you to do some work. A couple of questions. Do you track your time? Do you know exactly where you've spent your time in the last 7 days? If not, if you're not using Google Calendar or you're not using some sort of calendaring system, do that for the next 7 days. So if you're listening to this as it goes live on Monday, start today. Every hour, every 45 minutes, 90 minutes, whatever way you spend your time, put it into the calendar for your workday. Every single day, track everything. Absolutely everything from the minute you get up to the minute you go to sleep. You can track it in 30-minute segments, 60-minute segments, 90-minute segments, whatever way you work, track it. Put it down on paper, on digital paper, whatever way you want to do it, and track it. This is going to shock you to see where you're spending your time, because we need to do this to figure out where you're wasting your time. Secondly, do you know your hourly rate? Do you know how much it would cost me to hire you for 1 hour? What is it? Is it 50 euro, 100 euro, 250, 300, 1,000 euro? What is your hour worth? You need to know this fundamentally for your business, because we're going to use that for one of our three pieces of the framework. The framework is eliminate, automate, or delegate. And you need to be doing these three steps in your business. If you're a small entrepreneur, 1 to 2 people, I guarantee you there is major inefficiencies in your processes of where you need to be eliminating, automating, or delegating. Okay, we're going to start with the easiest one first. Eliminate. You've done the task already. You know how much your hourly rate is worth. Now you need to figure out, what tasks are you doing that are not getting you towards your main business goal? So what is it? What is your main business goal for the next week, month, 6 months, 12 months? Hard metrics I'm talking here. Is it sales? Is it new clients? Is it sales calls made? Is it campaigns launched? Whatever your business is, you have to have that one metric that is driving it. So what is that? Do you know that question? If you don't, go back a step or two when you're doing your hourly rate and your calendar and have your metric. What is the one metric you're working towards? Because you need to know that. Then go back and look at your calendar for the last 7 days and see, right, what am I doing that is not bringing me towards that goal? And strike it from the list. Stop doing it. You can revisit it later, but stop doing it. We're doing many things that we should not be doing in our day-to-day because we like to feel busy. I had this conversation with 2 or 3 entrepreneurs this week. Why are we always so busy? Because it feels good to be busy. It feels good to be like, oh, you know, we confuse busyness with momentum. We confuse busyness with productivity. We think because we're in movement, we're moving in the right direction. But often we're just moving. It's like being on a treadmill. It feels good. Well, it doesn't feel good at the time, but you feel like you're doing something, right? So you need to look at your calendar and go, right, what are these things that I'm doing that aren't fundamental to the business? And you need to eliminate them from your daily process. You can revisit them again in a week or two, but day to day, you need to be ruthless as to how you're spending your time. If it's not going towards that overall metric, stop it. I'll give you steps. If it's important, keep it on the list. We're going to get to that next. So if you haven't eliminated it, we're going to automate it. And this can be done in a couple of different ways. So Connor Murphy was on the pod. He's going to be in the pod in a couple of weeks' time. I had a great chat with him. And he gave me a lovely little framework to work on for something, how he approaches things, how he approaches working with people, because a lot of their stuff is remote. And he said, it's a Loom, it's a Zoom, or it's a Room. So what does that mean? First of all, it's a Loom. Loom is a screen recording technology that they use. It's extremely popular. So Loom, so you literally record your screen as to what you're doing with a task. And then you talk over it going, right, okay, here I'm going to drag it into the remote hard drive. Then I'm going to back it up in Google Drive. And then I'm going to send it to these three clients. And then we're going to add in Gary for the task list here on Notion. It's a loom. You show someone, and I used to say this in my own business, if you do something more than twice, have a process for it so that someone else can copy that process. This is going to be very, very useful when we get to the delegation stage. So can you be doing something with a loom? Do you need to have a Zoom meeting, or do you need to have a Room meeting, or can it just be a loom? Can you just record what the task is or what you want done in a loom at your own time and then send it to someone to action it later? This is going to become very important as we move towards asynchronous working. Secondly, a Zoom. Can you just get on a Zoom quickly instead of traipsing across Dublin or flying to London? We know this kind of from pandemic times. So is it a loom, a Zoom, or a Room, in that order? When you're automating things, that's step one for automating. You have someone else who's working on a different time zone to you, and they'll do the work for you. Second thing is automation about software. You can get software to automate a large part of most businesses now between Zapier or specialist software. I used to use this for Airbnb. We had software that would automate a huge amount of our tasks. So anything that's repetitive in your business can be automated within reason. So for us, it would be welcome emails, it would be booking emails, it would be checkout emails. So I'll give you an example. Guest would book. They get an automatic email from our system going, hey, insert piece of code here. Hey, Gary, welcome. Delighted you're going to join us. Here's everything you need to know. I look forward to welcoming you in a few weeks, whatever it is. And you can specify different bits of the message to be customized to that person. You can add in the dates, you can add in their name, all that kind of stuff. And then a couple of days before they arrive, going, hey, Gary, looking forward to seeing you in a few days. Can you let me know when you're arriving? And all this looks humanized. So it's very important that, you know, you don't just automate things and then you just, they're lost in the abyss. You have to know at what point is the human stepping back in. But honestly, this saved us about, I'd say probably 2 staff members per month, just by having this piece of software that would handle so much of our comms and logistics. It would then generate cleaning routes for us. It would generate reminders, it would generate, you know, a huge amount of things. So automate. What in your business are you doing repeatedly? Look at your calendar. Go back to the very first thing we did, the steps. What are you doing repeatedly? Is it invoicing? Is it admin? What is it that you're doing every single day or every second day? Anything you're doing more than once in a week, that should be automated. Again, keep in mind that number one metric. What are we working towards? Sales? New clients? New meetings? What is that? Automate everything and focus on that one thing. Focus is key when you're a small entrepreneur. So we've eliminated, we've automated, and now we're going to delegate. So anything that's left over, this is not like do one thing. I'm not saying do one. I'm not saying just go through your calendar, eliminate everything because then you have no business. I'm not saying go through and automate everything. I'm saying you need to look at your calendar. That's why it's fundamental to know where you're spending your time, and how much time that is worth or how much money that is worth. Because for the next piece, you need to know how much your hourly rate is worth to delegate this out. I ask all entrepreneurs this when they have this problem. How much is your time worth? And honestly, very few can give me that answer straight away off the top of their head. Oh, I don't know, because we're so busy in the day-to-day, we don't know how much your time is worth. And it's only when you start hiring people that you need to know exactly to the euro amount how much your time is worth. So you've eliminated, you've automated, and now you're going to delegate. You can do this in a couple of different ways. And this is probably the most impactful thing you'll do because this is high-value work. You can now delegate out some high-value work, the piece that you feel like you can only do, right? You need to park the ego here. You need to park like this feeling of, oh, well, I can do that, right? You know, it's in my head. It's important. Or the clients will only speak to me. You know, that's all ego driven. That is entirely down to your ego feeling. You're the most special little unicorn in the world, and you're the only person that can do this. Absolutely not. You must commit to the process and be ready to park the ego, stop micromanaging, and build in proper systems and processes into your business. So a couple of different ways you can delegate. You can hire a part-time person That's kind of the most traditional way, right? You're like, that's obvious, Gary. Yeah, get more people. You can hire a paid intern, or what's very popular now, and the thing I say to people to start with, is you get a virtual assistant, a virtual executive assistant, a virtual personal assistant, one of those, largely the same thing, but sometimes, you know, executive assistant will do higher level things. This comes back to the very first thing about documenting your processes, knowing where you're spending your time, and then screen recording and showing this is exactly what I need you to do very, very clearly. And this is important because this is where you'll fall down. If you don't commit to this and you don't, in a very clear and a very concise and a very open way, share your processes and don't have this thing of, oh, it's in my head, sure, I, you know, they'll know what to do. No, document it extremely clearly and then hire good people to work as your virtual assistant or virtual executive assistant. You can find these people in many different places. Don't go too cheap, because if you do that, you will spend more time explaining things than you would getting things done. So you want to find someone you're going to work with on an ongoing basis. So if you do this, commit to it. Don't go, oh, I'll just outsource a few things for a few weeks. Because by the time you've documented it and you've outlined the processes and you've had a couple of calls with them, it'd be as quick to do the work yourself. So document and put things down on paper, tasks you want to get rid of forever. You want to hand this off forever to an executive assistant. So you can find them in a number of different places. You go to Upwork is the place I would use a lot for high level skills, or there's great people in Ireland now doing this as a business. So it's a company called Lean on Lee. They're a super company based here in Ireland. They will do your virtual executive assistant role for you. There's many, many others. You can get referrals for them as well. So that is what you need to do if you are a small time, not small time, but if you're a smaller sized entrepreneur and you're just pinched for time. Oh, I'm just always busy. You know, if you're saying these things to yourself in your head as you're listening to this, oh, I wish I had a bit more time, or, you know, oh, I'm not at that place yet to hire a big team, but I should be. These are the things you can do. Eliminate, automate, delegate. So to recap very quickly, for the next 7 days, put down your calendar. It's like that old joke, show me your five friends and I'll show you your future. Show me your calendar and I'll show you where your business will be in 5 years. You need to have a very concise review of your calendar, map it out for the next 7 days, and ideally do it every week, but just for this experiment, for the next 7 days, stick to your calendar. Work in time blocks, whatever that is. It doesn't really matter. As long as you work to the schedule and stick to it. 45 minutes, 90 minutes, whatever it is. Depends on your business, right? But you need to know where you're spending your time. Then eliminate, automate, delegate, and make sure you know your hourly rate. Because then you can make very, very, very clear decisions. I guarantee you, the minute you work out your hourly rate, going, right, I should be earning $250 an hour. Well, then it kind of makes sense to hire an assistant for €30 an hour if the difference is that big. So there you go. Hope you enjoyed that. Bit of a different one today, but it's a very powerful. This is the one tip I've given to many, many entrepreneurs. And the people that have done it and followed the instructions and followed the process and got their new executive assistant, changed their life. I will see you back here on Thursday for a brand new episode of The Entrepreneur Experiment. Have a cracking week. And if you do this, get in touch with me. Let me know how it went. I'll see you back here on Thursday. Have a good one.